Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. I have a little bit of an echo there, Frank. I don't know if you can fix that for me. Thank you. All right, we got a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. If you're new to Herb Talk, we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. So for the first part of the show, we're going to be looking at what controlling the population may look like, a little snapshot there. And we have some wonderful other health information. We may go to the brain, see if we can help you figure out what you can do to improve your brain function. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time, because it grows short. And today's devotional, because God gets the credit all the time and every day, yeah, we put this in Isaiah 9, and it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." Amen. I'll take it. You know, so seek the Lord's face, mind the time because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, looks like Pfizer, on the COVID vaccine, they started the trials on infants and young kids. So they're into phase and the Moderna pediatric Wuhan coronavirus is in the test phase as well. They're underway, which means that children as young as 6 months are going to be injected with this vaccine, the mRNA. And what they're trying to do is establish, I guess, a dose. It's experimental trial. That's what it is. Actually, this trial is called KidCOVE. It's the KidCOVE study. And Moderna's clinical trial will include about 6,700 children between the ages of 6 months to 11 years. And the kids are coming from Canada and the United States. So they want to see if a baby is receiving an injection, what's the proper dose for that, and how the body responds, so forth, so on. So big, big experiment there. Moving along in the quack report, here's a historic court case. They reveal there's no safety studies conducted on any vaccine for the last 32 years. Well, that kind of goes hand in hand with the 2019 vaccine summit, where we kind of played that snippet right here on the show. Frank was wonderful to play that for us. And it was scientists and doctors concerned that frontline doctors are being challenged by patients. Where's the medical evidence that the vaccines work? And they have nothing, so they're a little shaky. The front line's a little shaky. They're a little worried. So they were saying, we need science to come up with some data that we can use to state what we've been saying for years. So they've never had it. So here's a court case that kind of just, you know, confirms that. Prominent vaccine injury lawyer Robert Kennedy Jr. joined up with Dell Bigtree of the Informed Consent Action Network to hold a federal government accountable on the issue of vaccine safety. So in the 70s and 80s, there was this monitoring of medical reports. You know, the vaccine injury vaccine network came into play. You know, Congress did all that, where the reactions would be, you know, reported, and then if you had deadly effects, you may qualify for the vaccine court, blah, 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 blah. And what some people may not know is that with each vaccine that people get, there's a tax on the vaccine, and that money goes into a slush fund for the vaccine injury court. So it's not the drug companies that pay damages, it's the taxpayer that's paying all the damages. And so the number of vaccine injuries is really so compelling, the U.S. Congress, you know, had to take up in the mid-80s this issue. So now, as federal authorities approved individual vaccines one by one, no specific body or government was actually studying the effect of even using multiple or compounded vaccine doses with adjuvants and so on that was going into human beings. So here's the interesting thing. The second part of the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, this is, I guess, the best part of it. This part requires the vaccine companies report to the Department of Health and Human Services and to Congress every 2 years, proving and bringing documentation of vaccine safety studies and the quality control improvements of their products that are in play. However, when this injury lawyer, this vaccine injury lawyer, Robert Kennedy Jr. and Dell Bigtree requested that the Department of HHS provide these documents for the last 32 years. That's what they would have on file. They were faced with no response, so it prompted the lawyers to go to court requesting they compel them to produce the documents. So, and what happened was the Department of Health and Human Services responded, quote, the department's research for records did not locate any records responsive to your request, end of quote. They don't have any, which means they don't have any safety studies on these vaccines. This is why the front line is a shaky. It's a shaky, no accountability. So, National Institute of Health and the FDA, mainstream media, the CDC, and all these people for decades that have been promoting vaccine safety, they're in trouble. Moving along. Last but not least in the Quack Report. Ooh, let's see. What do we have here? AstraZeneca fudging data to declare their coronavirus is safe and effective. Oh, vaccine fraud again. Do tell. The data on AstraZeneca has been using and releasing in their clinical trials on the experimental injection of their COVID virus vaccine. Apparently, they got caught. It was outdated data. Hmm. So the Data Safety Monitoring Board sent a notice to AstraZeneca and to two government health agencies expressing their worry and concern that this English-based drug giant is using outdated information to declare their product is safe and effective. So they're supposed to monitor this clinical trial, see? And based on what they've uncovered thus far, AstraZeneca is actively manipulating data, attempting to commit fraud. There's just no way other way of saying it. When you manipulate data, that's what you're doing. You're hiding something. Isn't that right, Frank? Wouldn't you say that's about right? I think that's about right. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so here we are. We are in a situation where, you know, the word population control has been thrown about, and some people think it's a conspiracy theory and, you know, whatever you want to call it. But let's just, for the sake of open-mindedness, look at it just for a moment. So the COVID virus was, well, it has us kind of wondering where this is all going to end, right? I know I'm wondering. And many health professionals have kind of expressed their grave concern over the handling of the virus and the treatments. So people are kind of skeptical of the experimental treatment, the vaccines, and you can't blame them when the vaccine industry has really no transparency, no accountability, and has immunity from being sued. You know? So the thing that really stands out to me is, if you had just one or maybe two or even a handful of these doctors sounding the alarm that something's wrong, that the vaccine is risky and there are other therapeutics that could be used, but they've been dismissed, not being used, it kind of, you know, causes some concern there. So, you know, if one or two or even a handful of doctors were saying that, I may say, well, but the fact is there's more than a handful of scientists and physicians that are deeply troubled by the COVID vaccine, and they can't be all wrong. Let's see. Well, let's look at some projections. Remember the projections, Frank, last year? So we were bombarded with COVID virus projections last spring, and the latest technology and algorithms were being explained by Fauci, and the news would not allow not one moment's peace without broadcasting the projected cases and death rates. So this, you know, causes tremendous anxiety upon the public. So nowhere did the media really educate frontline physicians or the public that, hey, there's more than 21 FDA-approved therapeutic medicines that kill the COVID virus in 48 hours. And India's using some of them. It's like going to the doctor for a sinus infection. You get a prescription, you go home and treat it. Bam. Yeah. So health professionals were actually taking their marching orders from the CDC and the WHO. And then later we see doctors were discovering the protocols they were told to go by in treating their patients with the COVID virus were completely wrong, and they were very frustrated and distressed. Yes, they were. I saw a bunch of those YouTube videos from these guys. So this kind of, but the death rates drove up the statistics, adding fuel to the fire. And so here we are, 1 year later, and experimental vaccines are rushed to the market, making patients who take the vaccine kind of part of a massive clinical trial. And it could be decades before we know the real data that's brought forward and the real picture exposed. It could be decades. So it's kind of hard for the average person to understand that this may be a well-planned event to keep them confused, vulnerable, and even coerce them to volunteer for their own demise. What do you think, Frank? Frank is thinking. I see the wheels turning over there. Yep. You know, you got to keep an open mind. What if? I know we don't want to think this evil, dark planet exists, but, you know, I think we're kind of in it, you know. If you believe the Bible, this is Satan's domain down here, planet Earth, and this is the testing field for us righteous folks, you know, see what we're going to do, place up crowns in heaven or not. Well, yeah, he's talking about the gene therapy there, masquerading as a vaccine. Yeah, well, that's compromising God's creation, and that's what the devil does. He likes to undermine and destroy. Well, let's look at the numbers just for a second. Just go with me for a minute. Some health experts that are, you know, concerned on how this is playing out feel that it is likely that 180 million Americans will be dead from the COVID vaccine treatment within 2 years. Now, I've mentioned this a couple times. So some feel it will be less time than that. Some say, man, I don't think it'll take that long. So what does America look like if that were to occur? Well, we have about 328 million in the United States, and 43% would perish, leaving only 140 million in the United States. Almost half, real close to half. Now, globally, if you use those statistics, 7.67 billion using the same statistic would take the world population down to 4.37 billion people. Which, you know, kind of, what pops into your mind there, Frank, when you're talking about these numbers? What pops into your head? You know what? Doomsday Stonehenge pops into my head. You know what I'm talking about? Yep. The Georgia Guidestones. Yeah, that's what pops into my head. So you want to consider the Georgia Guidestones because we see the advice that the creators of this monument recommended for the Earth's population to be controlled to 500 million people in order to, you know, in order for the world to be in balance with nature. So we see that if the COVID pandemic's vaccine treatment should manifest into a population reduction exercise, then my question is, how many of these pandemics is humanity going to endure? How many to get to, you know, 500 million? Well, quite a few. Half a dozen, would you say, Frank? Half a dozen may do it? Half a dozen, maybe seven? 6 to 7 pandemics maybe will get us there? I don't know. Well, let's do the math. So if the United States, in the United States, I should say, the average person here, the average taxpayer pays about $15,300 a year in annual tax, roughly. Okay, now some Americans, not everyone pays tax, if people are retired and stuff. So roughly 153 million Americans are paying tax. So about 100 million is involved, and that would be sliced. So about 100 million bucks is collected, and that would be kind of sliced down into 57 million bucks if you have the population reduction. Fewer Americans equals a significantly reduced workforce, fewer children being born, fewer schools to be open, fewer teachers to employ, fewer school buses to manufacture, fewer textbooks to publish, and less of everything that goes with population reduction. So what will the private bank do with fewer taxpayers, Frank? Well, you know, I think they do. They would just tax the remaining population double, and they would be heavily monitored. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Right? Absolutely. you know, and you brought into play this gene therapy. I mean, they can control so much if they know what's happened to your genes, and they know where your vulnerability is. Then they could unleash any pathogen at that point, scientifically speaking, in theory, and you know, hold you hostage to doing their will. And what are you saying, Frank? And what if they miscalculate and their lab-created gene therapies mutate and become 100% deadly? Well, now, yeah, because they're not 100% perfect, are they, those scientists? They make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this is where the Bible said God intervenes or there would be no flesh saved alive. God can't lie. So you may be spot on with that, Frank. You're welcome. Well, what we're seeing here is, what we are witnessing is, mankind has forgotten the path of righteousness. That's right. And God says, when a nation goes astray, he will forget them and their children. Mm-hmm. So the falling away of the church has really caused a moral corruption that is so prevalent that a darkness has enveloped this land. Yep. So people of faith, we're to push back against the darkness. We're to be the light of reason, right? So you want to stand your ground and don't let your voice be silenced. No. You know, you're either with the sheep or the goats. See, and that's all the choice you really have in the end. Which side are you going to be on? And you're either going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, or depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Man, that should send a little shiver up your spine if you were to hear that. That's the worst thing you could ever hear. Worst day ever. So God has instructed us to not have fear. Fear is from the devil. Right? You know, hope and light come from God. But God is not the author of fear. And this is all we've been experiencing for the last year is anxiety and fear. And enough's enough. It's time to stand up and say, no. I believe in God. I believe in his protective immune system that he's designed for me. And I'm not letting anybody alter it. And I'm going to use what he says in the Bible to use herbs for health and well-being, for the service of man. And yeah, Frank's right. And fear is lack of faith. That's what it is. That's what the Bible says it is. So you either have faith or you don't. What's it going to be? What's it going to be? So here is, let's see, Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30. God speaks of herbs there. I encourage you to go look it up. Psalms 104, 14. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. And Revelations chapter 22, verse 2. So you can see from the beginning to the end, it's right in our face. God's encouraging us. Hey, wake up. Be smart. I know what the body needs because I created the body. I know what minerals, what vitamins and amino acids and proteins the body needs. Why do you want to rely on scientists dabbling in proteins within a pathogen to save you when I'm your creator and I can save you? Wow. It's profound. Yeah, but it's the truth. It's right in our face. But people aren't reading their scripture. They're not drawn near to God, and they're not going to have that protection. God can put his warring angels, his shields, his encampment, and his hedges about you and your whole house, your whole family. If you ask him, you have not because you've asked not. See, faith is believing in things not yet seen. So we have to march forward and let God do it. You know, got to go forward and got to thumbs up to God. We're going, you know, do what you, and what you can't do, God can make up what you don't have. So God can give you what you're lacking. So, but don't let your lack be a lack of faith. Okay. You're very much pleasing to the Lord. He's very pleased when you exercise your faith. He's just delighted in you. Can you imagine having delighted the creator of all the universe? That's amazing. Just you know, think on that for a moment. Who cares what your neighbor thinks? Who cares what the government thinks? Who cares? But if you had the author of the universe, the almighty creator, delighted in you, well, There's just no getting better than that. Not at all, Frank. That's it. So seek the Lord's face, mind time, it grows short. He has produced herbs for us, and he encourages us to use them. And, you know, thousands of years of experience, trial and error, producing some historical and empirical track records that herbs are really great. And if herbs weren't great, drug companies in the beginning wouldn't have used herbs to make drugs out of them. So they're great. They're really great. Whole food plants have a perfect chemistry balance. They work really well in the system. You don't have to worry about the side effects and toxicity that you would with prescription drugs. And I personally avoid the synthetic supplements because the body treats it like a prescription drug because you're missing that whole food chemistry. So I'm relying on God's chemistry. I'm believing in his perfect chemistry and his way. And my whole life is in his hands. And so far, so good. So thepowerherbs.com, they're having a spring sale right now. So you can, like, stock up on your immune support herbs, your metabolic support formulas, your organ cleansing, your organic natural pet supplies and things like that. So now's the time. You'll get a 25% off. It's a coupon right there on the homepage. Use spring21 when you check out. Orders of $50 or more will get the discount. But some restrictions apply, and the sale does end on April 4th. So don't delay. Get to getting, as they say. ThePowerHerbs.com, shop online, or you can use that code over the phone. Give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. If you're outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. And if you're on the website, don't forget to sign up for the newsletters. There's free newsletters that go out each week full of natural healing stuff. It's great. You won't get it anywhere else, and it's absolutely free. You do need an email to receive it. It's only distributed by email. You just go to thepowerherbs.com, click on the Books and Newsletters tab, and you can sign up for the American Survival and the Health Quest newsletter, and they go out each week. So do that, and you can share that information with friends, family, and pass on the empowerment, because that's what it's all about, right, Frank? Yep. So what I'm hearing, Frank, from people is, and I went through this many years ago. You have a hard time when you're not an evil minded person. If your spiritual tree produces spiritually good fruit, you have a hard time thinking in the wicked mind frame. You know what I'm saying? And it's really hard to stay a step ahead of those folks because you don't normally think like that. So ask the Lord to help you have wisdom and discernment. Make wisdom your sister and discernment your kinswoman, that you have that spiritual knowledge, because the faith is in the believing of God is the beginning of knowledge, and have him guide you in that so you will know. It'll be kind of like mind-blowing when you find stuff out, but at least you'll be wise to the wiles of the devil. Ooh, I can see by the clock we got to take a break. We'll be right back with more.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula 866-229-3663 or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Here on Herb Talk. And let's see, what do we have here, Frank? I think what we're going to talk about, something very, very interesting. We're going to talk about your blood a little bit here. Red blood cells, white blood cells, but, you know, what happens when your blood feels like it runs cold? Do you ever notice that, you know, if you're on a roller coaster and you get that really creepy and weird feeling like your blood ran cold? It's really disturbing. Now, some of you may have experienced that feeling when your blood feels like it's cold running through your body. Kind of a strange sensation, often causing you to feel a bit anxious about it. However, in a majority of the cases, this sensation really doesn't last very long. It's often, you know, gone in less than a minute. So when this happens, is there cause for alarm? Well, it is. Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing when that happens to you? Or is there some strange health condition you should worry about? Well, the next time it happens to you, notice your situation and what you've been just, you know, through, what prompted this to occur. So we're going to take a look at this. So what does science say about this? Well, according to science, the human body freezes between 23 and 28 degrees Fahrenheit. However, in this instance, we are really not talking about hypothermia, or our body literally would be freezing. Science is stating that if you experience a sensation of your blood feeling cold, it could be a proactive mechanism. So when we are frightened, for instance, in a life or death situation, the body releases two hormones into the blood, epinephrine and adrenaline, and some cortisol. So epinephrine or adrenaline and cortisol. So when these hormones meet, a chemical reaction takes place, and it sends a message throughout the body to react very quickly. This message has the metabolism kind of shifting gears. The digestion stops working, so it can send more energy to the blood flow and oxygen to your muscles. So your heart and your brain, your lungs, all are working extra hard as well. So when this occurs, we are much stronger than normal, and we're described as in the fight or flight reaction. So this is, you know, what makes that cold sensation go through your veins. But according to science, they explain that it's really a vasoconstriction of your arteries that are that's happening. So this action actually boosts the blood pressure very quickly and causes a cold sensation. So, you know, and some people are scared about stuff and some people are not. I don't know, Frank, I can't go see horror movies. I'm just very disturbed by those things. And there's people that can sit there and watch it and not, you know, bat an eye. They're not really affected at all, which is scary in itself to me. But, you know, I just can't watch people get injured. I just can't watch that. Now, obviously, if we get scared, science says we could experience this cold blood sensation. So then I had to ask if this sensation of adrenaline happens a lot to people that, you know, are thrill seekers, adrenaline junkies, you know. You know, you could be scared, like I said, riding a roller coaster, skydiving, watching a scary movie, all these things. So whatever the situation is, we have some control over the probability that initiates that cold-blooded feeling. So, you know, we just can avoid those situations, can't we? Yeah, we can. So what level of scared will make your blood run cold like that? So, well, the requirement would be that your brain is perceiving something terrifying, okay? And some medical textbooks describe this fearful level as a dread bordering on hysteria, or a sense of impending doom or destruction. Like you're, oh no, this is it kind of sensation in your brain. And then some people have a feeling of loss. If you ever had, let's say, a dream where someone close to you becomes fatally injured and you lose them, they die in your dream, you may get that cold feeling, blooded feeling, and when you wake up from your sleep. I've had that happen, you know, where something scary happened to me. And, ooh, I woke up and I felt like my blood was all cold, you know. So even in a dream state, your fight or flight hormones can be released. So, we can get those cold sensations like that when we're anxious, and if we feel that we're losing control of a situation. So a flood of emotions is a flood of chemicals, and different emotions bring about different chemical reactions in the body. Now, science has tested your tears, and they even find different chemicals in them because they are a product of different emotions. You can have tears of joy, tears of relief, tears of pain, and tears of sadness and grief. So each one of those tears has a different chemical makeup in them. So tears of joy will contain more oxytocin, a hormone, where the tears of sadness won't have any of that. Emotional tears will contain more protein, whereas if you were cutting an onion, and those fumes from the onion irritate your eyes, and you get tears from the irritation, those tears will have 30 times more manganese in them. Isn't that something? And science has also learned that emotional tears contain a lot of lubricants and hormones and even salt. So if you have ever experienced a feeling of, let's say, helplessness, well, that will produce a different set of chemicals, and the blood may feel cold, but it's just that flight or fight sensation. And instead, you may experience maybe a sensation of head pressure, but it's not a headache. Some people have that. And then when the pressure in the head can also produce this overwhelming feeling that you even can't think straight. You're overwhelmed emotionally, and you can't do anything. You can't react in an appropriate way. Some people have hyperventilation reactions, having severe anxiety attacks. So you get a flood of emotions in the brain. People can freeze, you know, like somebody like crossing a road and here comes a car suddenly, and they kind of just stand there. They're frozen in fear. They're just not moving, you know. So you can freeze. So this big chill in your blood is really a chemical reaction. And situations of anxiety can cause that sensation that your blood feels like it's running cold. So when you're in an anxiety situation, the body interprets the situation as extreme stress. And when anxiousness in your body happens, you could even break out in a cold sweat. That could happen as well. And the adrenaline hormones in the blood actually can also heat up the body, also produce a fight or flight reaction. And then the air cools off the skin, making the person feel cold. So think of an icy hot situation going on. So a common emotion before anxiety kicks in is fear. So you usually have a fearful moment and then anxiety. Fear can bring on cold chills, and often it's referred to as cold chill up the spine. You know, people refer to it like that. And medical science is really doesn't know completely what causes the sensation, but there's this release of some adrenaline that they suspect is the initiant. So people in anxiety and panic attack or obsessive disorders tend to be more sensitive to environmental conditions, like temperature of a room even. A majority of people really don't notice these changes, but medical science states that these people are super sensitive to it. It is really a side effect of their condition, actually. They're super sensitive to the temperature drop. So, in other words, you know, people with anxiety may interpret a change in a cooler temperature as an indication that something is wrong. And someone with anxiety who experiences a 2-degree colder temperature shift will experience a whole body shiver, whereas a majority of people wouldn't even notice the change. Isn't that something? Now there's a website called calmclinic.com. They have an anxiety test there, so you can kind of answer a few questions. And their test is, you know, they have some healthy levels there. If your score is below 40, apparently that's the healthy level area for anxiety. So you can take, it's a brief survey. You don't have to fill out a whole bunch of stuff, but you can just see where your anxiety level lies. I think it's really neat. So it's calmclinic.com, and click on anxiety test, and you can see there. So you want to keep your perspective, especially in these really troublesome and challenging times that we're in. The Bible says in the latter days we would have extreme deception, and that's what we have. So we have to ask the Lord to give us wisdom and discernment on a lot of stuff. And one of his herbs that helps us keep really a good perspective is if we tend to run on the anxious side, I like to use valerian root in a liquid form, not in a powdered capsule or tablet form. I like it in a liquid form. It just works quickly. It's not anything that would sedate you, so you can still, you know, drive a car and that kind of thing. It just takes tension off the nervous system so that you can think straighter. You know, you don't get overwhelmed with emotions. So I would use the valerian root. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. They also have a formula called emotional stress formula that's very good. It has some natural B vitamins for the nervous system in that. That's nice. And they have also some other wonderful formulas, like their plant-based calcium formula. A lot of times when we get a lot of muscle tension from our anxiety, we may get muscle spasms, and those are very uncomfortable. So you want to use your calcium formula because it will just relax the muscle and not the knot will just melt away in about 60 seconds or less. So it's an amazing thing to have. It's in a liquid form, works right away. And so you can kind of rest assured, you know, you're not uptight. You can think straight. You can get a better perspective on things and not be fearful because fear is from the devil. So thepowerherbs.com, they have a anxiety, panic attack, depression section. You get some natural solutions for that there. Go to thepowerherbs.com or give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, they are having their spring sale. What are you saying, Frank? Oh, fear is the mind killer. Yeah, Dune. Yeah. Yeah, it does disrupt your thinking, your way of thinking, absolutely. So, thepowerherbs.com or give them a call, 866-229-3663. The spring sale is 25% off orders of $50 or more, runs now through the 4th of April. So, do take advantage of that and be empowered. Okay, so we have a little time extra. I thought we'd kind of shift to the brain that may be under a lot of stress. Because stress can be a powerful stimulus on your brain. So what stresses one person may not stress another. You ever see those people that don't ever get stressed out, want to know what the heck they're doing? How come nothing ever bothers them, right? Well, they have their line in the sand. They do. Trust me, they do. So a lot of people, especially women, tend to feel the effects of stress more than men, and it's basically because how their brain is wired. Okay, so let's take a look at how some of the body will deal with stress and genders specific how stress is affecting us. So according to Dr. Wang, he's a professor of neurology at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. A lot of his research is showing how stress affects men and women in very different ways. And according to Dr. Wang, he says women experience twice the rate of depression, anxiety, from stress and other behavioral disorders than men do from stress. So women seem to be more vulnerable. So he thinks it's because females process stress in a very different way and in a different part of their brain compared to men. So according to a lot of research from the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, the female brain processes and responds to stress in a region of the brain that manages emotion. So with regards to how men manage stress, it occurs in an area of the brain where the fight or flight response is located. So there's very different, coming from two different angles there. So men are more reactive, and women are affected, well, you know, their demeanor, they're the caregivers, they're usually not as aggressive because we're females. We're not men. We're females. So with men in the area of their brain where the fight or flight response is housed, in this area of the brain, hormones in the hippocampus pituitary adrenal axis of the brain are released. And the difference in the brain area where we deal with the stress will dictate the physical effect of the stress. So, for instance, in females, the researchers are saying that it was in their area of the brain that deals with emotions with the tend and befriend response, the nurturing pathway area. So we're not on defense, right? We're not. So this could explain why stress in females will generate a stronger, more lasting effect compared to where men deal with it. And in the area of the brain where the men are dealing with stress, this will generate an increase in their cortisol hormone level, and this allows the men to deal quickly with a threat and to be done with it. Oh, yeah. Make quick mincemeat out of it. So with females, the effects of stress are felt more intensely and for longer periods, which they think explains why females have a higher increase or risk of depression and anxiety. I can see that. I really could, you know, because our roles are a little different in life. But of course, you know, the modern world wants to, you know, kind of wipe out the male-female gender and give us 15 new ones. I don't know. Now, there's this other research I thought was interesting about a hidden brain circuit. So everyone has encountered someone that has that cool demeanor under fire. You know, they don't collapse under pressure at all. They're just, you know, they're stone. So you may know someone that has that. You know, how does their brain work? Well, research that was done at the University of Copenhagen, they published a report in the Journal of Nature Neuroscience, and they stated that these people may have found the hidden neuron circuit that helps those people deal with stress under pressure very well. So according to the research, the hidden neuron may enable a man or even an animal to escape danger. So the research is saying that there is, when you're under stress, you tend to perform differently. And this latent neuron circuit is activated under stress, and it assists us in extremely potentially dangerous conditions. So the brain is said to have billions of neurons and trillions of connectors, which makes finding that hidden neuron kind of hard to find, you know, needle in a haystack. So it turns out the research team at Copenhagen tested their theory using a worm. That's right, which is the worm has a simple nervous system of 302 neurons, so they were going to find it in that haystack before they'd find it in the human haystack. So granted, we're not worms, but they found that the worm had this hidden neuron, and it is influenced by sensory perception under stress. So how do you stress out a worm? That's a good question. One of my questions. Well, they stressed the worm by restricting its oxygen level that was available to it. And when the worm sensed the low oxygen levels, it activated this neural circuit, which influenced the receptors and the regulators. So the oxygen depletion did the same thing when they tested other animal subjects, did the same thing, and that it resulted also in behavioral changes. Yeah, I can get that. So I guess if we're in a burning building and the oxygen level drops, our circuit switch is going on. Oh, yeah, get out of the building. Right, Frank? Any which way you can. So now medical science has often also speculated that if we're under prolonged chronic stress, that this increases our risk of having mental breakdowns. So there is no doubt that post-traumatic stress causes mental strain and disorders, and certain occupations can expose us to really high risk in stress-induced mental illness cases. Now, can anxiety damage the brain? Well, this question was asked by Baycrest Health Science Center and the Rotman Research Institute, and their research did get published in the Journal of Current Opinion in Psychiatry. So they say humans can expect they will encounter stress casually, and you may get some anxiety and some fear as part of everyday life. But there is, however, the other side of this where, you know, it's not a temporary thing, and you're under elevated emotional stress responses, not occasionally and not briefly, but constantly. So examples would be the brief ones would be going to a job interview where you're under stress, you're a little nervous, or maybe you're taking an important exam. That's brief encounters. But intense stress that you experience more on a frequent level stresses the metabolism, stresses the brain, and it puts us on high alert. We're on red or yellow alert all the time. So if relief doesn't come, the stress will put us at risk of what medical science calls pathological chronic stress. And this level of stress has negative effects. In other words, it will impact your immune system, your metabolic function, your cardiovascular system, cognitive impairment, where you have memory lapses or you have trouble concentrating, in some cases, they even see where you get brain atrophy, where the hippocampus region, where you have long-term memory, starts to shrink. So if the chronic stress creates this pathological anxiety, it can also affect the prefrontal cortex of the brain, and it can degenerate the brain structure, it can impair function of the hippocampus, and it can increase your risk of neuropsychological disorders like depression and even dementia. So the team is stressing the risk for things like accelerated Alzheimer's disease and things like that. And patients are often diagnosed with having mild cognitive impairment but progresses into Alzheimer's if the preventative measures aren't taken, you know, if you don't relieve that stress. So there's some good news here. Here's a quote from Dr. Linda Ma, professor of geriatric psychiatry, University of Toronto. She says, stress-induced damage to the hippocampus and prefrontal cortex is really not completely irreversible. She says, physical activity, antidepressive therapies can be found to increase the regeneration of the brain. And your brain has stem cells. They just discovered that. And you can generate your own stem cells. It's all about the foods you put in the body. For instance, alfalfa grass will help you generate stem cells and rebuild that brain. And you don't have to do drug therapy. You don't have to do prescriptions. You don't have to do antidepressants to deal with these things. There's nutritional whole food chemistry that can help you deal with these things. And, of course, I find the cherry on top to help you deal with stress-related situations, anxiety, is to get into your scripture and talk to God. You know, you can just ask God to take your anxiety and stress away, and He will. Just like that. Yeah, faith, believing will do that. You know, let's say you're having trouble with the loss of a family member or a friend. Grief is very hard. It's heavy. Why don't you ask Him to heal your grief-stricken heart? And He will, just like that. Yep. And you can praise Him all the day after that. So He can lift that stuff for you. Yeah, Creator can do that. I know I'm running out of time, but, you know, if you're under a lot of stress, you have trouble learning new things. Maybe, you know, you've been moved to a different position at work, and you got to learn a new computer program. Oh, God, help us with that, right? And or maybe, you know, you're having to learn something new at school or wherever you're at, and you're having to compensate, and it's stressful. So, what herb that I like to use for stress? It's cayenne, really hot cayenne, the habanero kind of hot. Really does perk you up, helps move blood, helps move fluids, and blood brings healing. So I like to use cayenne for that. So if you're looking for some really fabulous types of herbal whole food formulas for anxiety and stress, metabolic cardio function, things like that, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, get their free catalog. You'll be amazed how powerful you can be with the right tools and information on how to use it. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., call 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. And, of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Take the power back. Take advantage of their 25% off sale that runs now through April 4th. And be amazed what you can do. And, you know, because God can bless you with His herbs and the faith you have in His truth. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie. Believe that. And be His delight. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.